It is a perplexed David, seeking the solace of the four walls which are his home, who unlocks the door of the boarding house and enters. Glancing into the living room, seeing Mary busily engaged in a conversation with young Tommy Garfield, David walks quickly past the doorway, hoping he will not be seen. But as he starts up the stairway, he is interrupted by...
Oh, David! David!
Yes, Mary?
David, if you can, will you come in for a minute? Tommy Garfield's here and he wants to see you. Oh, you're not too busy, are you?
Busy? No, of course not.
Hi, this morning, Mr. Drake.
Oh, fine, thanks, Tommy. And you?
I'm swell.
And your sister?
Well, Fran's about the same. She's still coughing a lot, but she slept pretty good.
That's good.
I guess it was because she was kind of easy in her mind after you and Miss Southern coming over, you know what I mean?
Well, of course I know what you mean.
But I sure am glad Dr. Benson's coming from Sanders to see her. She don't look so good to me. She needs a good doc like him.
What did you want to see me about, Tommy?
Oh, about the heavyweight champ, Mr. Drake, Tony Morelli.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you told me about him last night.
Well?
I run into some of the guys on the way over here this morning, and we want to know when he's going to be here.
You went into action pretty fast, didn't you?
You see, David, Tommy's going to bring all his gang to the boys' club when Tony Morelli gets here.
Sure, all the guys want to see Mr. Drake. You're going to have to hire a hall.
Well, say, that sounds first rate, Tommy. Tony hasn't given me a definite date as yet, but I think I'm safe in saying it'll be sometime before the middle of the month.
The middle of March?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Mr. Drake. You really got something in that boys' club.
Well, thanks, Tommy. We think so, too.
Ah, it's a pip of an idea. Well, guess I'll be going now. Fran will be expecting me. And thanks for the cough medicine, Miss Southern.
Oh, that's all right, Tommy. Tell Fran to stay in bed until Dr. Benson comes, won't you?
Sure will, Miss Southern.
And Tommy?
Yes?
Stop in and see Mrs. McPherson in the kitchen on your way out. She has something for you for Fran's luncheon.
Oh, well, gee, that's swell of you, Miss Southern. I don't know how we can ever make it even with you. Doing all these things for us. You and then Mr. Drake and Mrs. McPherson and the doc coming.
That's all right, Tommy.
There ain't no reason, really, why you should bother with us. Fran, she wanted me to tell you how swell you were. And, well, I think so, too. You're the top.
We're all going to see this through together, Tommy. And thanks for telling us how you feel. Run along now and get the luncheon for Mrs. McPherson.
Okay. Well, so long.
Goodbye, Tommy.
So long, fella.
I wonder, David, why Tommy's so appealing.
Well, he's a likable youngster, completely honest with himself. He hasn't a touch of guile or deceit in his makeup. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Then again, perhaps it's because he's one of those people that we choose to call the underdog. As you said yourself, he's never had a fair chance at life. Unless someone takes hold of him, why, he's likely to become a wastrel, an aimless wanderer.
I suppose that's why. By the way, David, did you see Father Brady this morning?
Yes, I did.
Well, did you ask him about getting a nurse for Fran Garfield?
A nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. We were talking of other things, but I'll call him now.
Oh, don't bother. I can see about it after John gets here. There's no rush.
I'm so sorry about that, Mary, but you know you can blame it on Father Brady. We got the rambling wool gathering.
I know how easy that is when you're with Father Brady.
Yes, isn't it, though? Now, he's probably the most stimulating person I know. He always has been, as long as I can remember. That's for a good many years. Seeing Tommy just now, you're wondering why he's so appealing. Reminded me of a talk Father and I had not so long ago. I'd like to tell you about him, Mary.
I'd love to hear it.
There's nothing better to do.
Don't be silly. I'm only waiting for John.
Sure I won't be boring you?
And if you could.
Well, I hope not. Anyway, we got on the subject of people. We got to talking about the people who do things in the world. You know, become successful and amount to something.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to contrast their outlook on life with that of the people who did nothing. The drifter, the wanderer. Now, which of the two would you suppose to be the happiest?
Well, of the two, offhand, I'd say the successful people.
Why?
Oh, because they'd have some purpose in life, some goal to start out with. They reach that goal.
And so they're happy, hmm? You think it's as simple as all that?
Well, I think success has a great deal to do with it, David.
Yes, perhaps so, Mary, but what about the drifters? They start out nowhere, and they end up nowhere. They don't work, they don't care, nothing really troubles them. Yet they do serve a purpose in the world. I think they're happy in their way, and sometimes they succeed in various ways in making those around them happy. Success shouldn't be the only criterion of contentment in the world, you know.
But it's a pretty important ingredient, David.
I wonder. I wonder how many marriages, for instance, with a material success as their basis, are really happy.
And I wonder how many marriages without material success are.
Like most questions, I suppose that's one every individual must decide for himself. I didn't know the answer. Father Brady couldn't lay down any hard and fast rule for everyone to follow. I don't suppose any of us could.
Probably not, David.
Though perhaps we could decide our own feelings in the matter if we tried. Now, you, for instance, Mary.
Now, David, why pick on me?
Well, because I don't know the answer. But tell me this. The average woman, when she goes about the business picking out her husband, which is she more likely to choose? A successful one or a wanderer?
I don't know.
You don't?
No, not exactly. But I do know this, David.
Yes.
Most women marry for love. They might fall in love with the type of person you choose to call successful, and again, they might love a drifter. Many women do. You can't just pigeonhole types, to my way of thinking. You can't say for sure what might happen in any particular case, but, well, I think any woman would prefer to be married to a man with some purpose in life, whether he achieves it or not, rather than to a man with no goal and no ambition whatsoever.
When a few minutes later, their conversation terminated by the arrival of John Benson, David goes alone to his room. The words of Mary, Father Brady, echo and re-echo in his ear. He sits by the window, sees the car of busy, prosperous-looking Dr. Benson, who came to Craig's Falls in summons of Mary's call. And through his mind goes the thought,
I have no reason for asking. No excuse, no possible explanation for wanting to know. And I knew what her answer would mean. Why do I care? Was Father Brady right? Am I in love with Mary Southern? Am I?
If, as it appears, David Drake has fallen in love with Mary, what can he do? What will he do to prove himself worthy of her love? When you take your children to the dentist for their regular dental checkup, has it ever occurred to you that you also have a responsibility in caring for your children's teeth and gums in your own home? Just ask your dentist about it. He'll tell you that teeth and gums must be cared for at home, too. And probably one of the first things he will say is that your children should massage their gums daily, besides cleaning their teeth. To help keep their gums healthy? Yes. And also because you can't count on having bright teeth and a radiant smile unless your gums are healthy. That's why so many dentists recommend Ipana. I-P-A-N-A, Ipana toothpaste. For while Ipana is unsurpassed for cleaning the teeth, it is also specially made to be used with gum massage. So remember your responsibility in helping to protect the health of the gums, the sparkling teeth, and the appealing smiles of your children. Get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste at your druggist today. And use Ipana with massage and have your whole family follow this famous technique starting tonight. David Drake, coming to realize that his friendship for Mary Southern has grown into a deeper and more profound feeling. John Benson, knowing that Mary needs him, has turned to him in time of trouble. Mary, who seeks only security and contentment for herself and for her children. What will be the result of her call with John Benson? Her father Brady is holding the mirror of reality up to David Drake. Tomorrow, John Benson and David Drake again come face to face. Be sure not to miss this dramatic chapter in the life of Mary Southern. The Life of Mary Southern, the human story of a woman who, in a restless, changing world, seeks peace, happiness, and security for herself and for her children. Mary Southern is presented each weekday by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. You know, we don't say that pink toothbrush is certain to ruin your smile. No, we simply say that pink toothbrush is a danger signal, a warning that may mean serious oral trouble ahead. So we continually emphasize this. If you see a tinge of pink on your brush after you've cleaned your teeth, consult your dentist. He's the one to decide whether your condition is serious. Now, chances are he'll say that your gums have grown soft and flabby from lack of stimulating exercise. And he may recommend that you give them needed stimulation with Ipana and massage. For Ipana, I-P-A-N-A, Ipana toothpaste is specially designed to stimulate your gums when used with massage. Certainly, Ipana cleans your teeth. It's unsurpassed at that work. But here's my point. Used with massage, it helps protect something even more fundamental, the health of your gums. And this famous helpful technique is very easy, too. First, you just brush your teeth good and clean with Ipana. Then, squeeze a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage your gums with it. That stimulates your gums, peps up circulation, helps make your gums firmer, more resistant to oral disorders, and so helps protect the very basis of bright, good-looking teeth and the lovely smile that is so often the means of gaining the admiration and affection of your friends. But look, why wait for the pink danger signal that means the beauty of your smile may be threatened? Why not get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste from your druggist today and help guard against pink toothbrush? Why not start to use Ipana with massage this very night?